Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life. Yeah, yeah.
Good News in the Morning is sponsored by Good News Christian Ministries and has been broadcast weekly since 1999. Do visit our website, gncm.ca. Here, you will find podcasts of the programs and introductions to the Ottawa pastors who deliver the good news to growing numbers of listeners worldwide. They appreciate and need your regular prayers. Our heartfelt thanks to all those who support us financially. And now, here is today's presentation.
Good morning. I'm your host today, Brian Wilkie of St. Andrew's Christian Church in Rockland. As we begin today, my prayer is that the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ will encourage and strengthen you today. I'm very much looking forward to the message that we can share together in from God's holy word, and hope that that in every way God will touch you and bless you. The theme of today is why does God care for us? It's from a passage in Psalm 8. The key phrase is, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? But I'll read you the whole psalm now, and you'll see the context in which the psalmist is amazed that God could love us. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. From the lips of children and infants you have ordained praise, because of your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him? You made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You made him ruler over the works of your hands. You put everything under his feet, all flocks and herds and beasts of the field, the birds of the air and the fish of the sea, all that swim in the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. I find that to be a beautiful psalm, considering the glory of God revealed in all his creation, in the worship of his church, in the heavens and in the stars, and in the beasts of the field and the fish of the seas and the birds of the air and all the creatures of the earth. God has made a marvelous, marvelous creation, and yet he has given us a special place within that creation, which causes us to pause and wonder, how do we receive such honor from God? Well, I think that's a theme very much worth exploring. And so we're going to take a look at that in a few moments. But here is a song which focuses on the majesty of God, titled simply Majesty, sung by, in this case, by Marantha Music from a Decade of Praise album. Would you listen to it with me and consider the glory and majesty of our Lord?
Worship his majesty unto Jesus. Majesty, kingdom of
God is so majestic, so glorious. There are scenes of worship in the Old Testament and the New where the glory of God is so great that people are just overcome. They can't speak. And there's times, even when preaching, believe it or not, when I sometimes find myself at a complete loss for words in consideration of the amazing glory and majesty of God. And that brings forward the question, who are we? Who are we in this universe? We are now, perhaps more than ever, aware of our smallness in the universe. I mean, the scope of even our planet is so much larger than it seemed in the early days of in which Scripture was written and the New Testament was formed. God revealed himself to people without revealing all the secrets of the universe, without having to first train them in cosmology. But we may think we're the first to recognize how small we are in a universe that's billions of light years across. But in Psalm 8, we have a psalmist, a poet, perhaps even David himself, who is expressing that wonder at how magnificent creation is, how immense creation is, and how tiny we are on this planet Earth. And yet, even in a recognition of this tininess, we have this revelation from God that he cares for us. We have the intervention of God over and over again to help and save people. We shouldn't be troubled by the question of why God doesn't hear our prayers. We should be more interested in the question of why he does. Why, over all the glory and wonder of the universe, does he tune his ear to us on this planet? Now, lest we think too little of ourselves, we do need to recognize that God has made amazing creatures in humanity. He has made us amazing in so many ways. I was interested to note from a scientist who pointed out that if for anybody who understands logarithmic scales, we're about the mid-size of the universe. That, for instance, as a body, your body is probably composed of something in the order of 10 to the 27th atoms. It's in this case 7 times 10 to the 27th, 7 with 27 zeros after it. But there are 10 to the 24th stars in the observable universe, which means you are made up of a complexity that consists of more atoms in your body than there are stars in the observable universe. You are wonderfully and marvelously made. It's amazing that God has created human beings and all living things to be so immensely complex. I read that in terms of the synapses in our brain, the connections in your brain, the complexity of the organ of thought that God has given you, there are 10 to the 13th synapses, which is more than the number of stars in our galaxy. There's 1,000 trillion synapses in the human brain, connections that give complexity to our thought and our ability to do so many wonderful thoughts in speculation, to make decisions, and to act with our bodies through the impulses of our brains. So we are marvelously made. It's interesting that when we describe ourselves, we describe ourselves in some fairly lofty terms. Of course, we call ourselves humanity. We, in Latin, call our species Homo sapiens sapiens, which means man, wise, wise man. Homo sapiens sapiens. We think a lot of ourselves as the smartest creatures ever to live. And who knows, in terms of created beings in the material universe, perhaps we are. We haven't plumbed the depth of that yet. However, God, when he made Adam, gave him a very interesting name, Adam, because it's derived from the word for what Adam is made of. He's made of earth. He's made of dirt. He's made of dust. And so his name reflects his origin. And if you have a scientific or science fiction bent, you might translate Adam as literally earthling or creature of dust. And so there's a sense of our identity with the created order, with the world around us. I find it amusing sometimes that we use the word stardust so poetically, remembering a song from the 60s, I think, which described us as stardust, we are golden, as though being made of stardust set us apart from the rest of creation. But from a cosmological viewpoint, God formed the earth out of stardust, that everything, every element that exists, every atom that exists is formed out of the waste materials of stars. We are stardust, but stardust is earth dust. We are part of ordinary creation, and that should humble us a little bit, but should also help us to recognize the glory of all that God has made. We need to look at what it means to be human in God's eyes in order to truly understand that how much he cares for us. And we're going to take a little bit more look at that, but I want Carolyn Ahrens to have a word about who we are as she sings "This Is Who You Are" from her album Under the Grace. Would you listen to it with me?
Chosen ones,
this is who you are.
Ember of a home.
This is who we are. We are made of dust, but we're also made in the image of God. And that's a central teaching of Scripture that says so much about what God intends for us. There's another source of wonder about why God loves us so much, why He cares for us. And that's expressed in the psalm when it says, you've put everything under our feet, the beasts of the land, the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, all creatures. And one might ask, in any day and age, why God has entrusted us with so much responsibility. We don't always seem to exercise that responsibility very well. We act in selfishness and greed. We act in ignorance and irresponsibility. We sometimes do things without considering the consequences, and what we do can have great consequences in the world that has been entrusted to our care. Why did God entrust us with so much responsibility? These are great questions. And I'm actually, as I prepared this message, I was wishing that it was being broadcast before the November 3rd Dig and Delve conference. There's a conference that happens annually now in Ottawa that really helps people to engage with the big questions and explanations and understanding of the Christian faith, so that we're better able to understand it for our own benefit, and also better able to explain and reason about the faith to people who have serious questions about it. That Dig and Delve conference is one that has a great deal of involvement from George Sinclair, one of the hosts on this radio show. And though it's a little bit late to be telling you about this year's conference, I do want to plant a seed that if you have an interest in knowing your Lord better and being able to talk reasonably to others about your faith, that you keep your eye out for Dig and Delve when it comes around next year. And look for resources on the Dig and Delve website as well, because there are great answers to the great questions, because God has provided so much in His Word and His revelation. See, when God made us out of dust, He also made us in His image. He made us capable of a relationship with Him, and He made us capable of the love which completely fills His being. He made us to love one another. He made us to love Him. He made us to walk and talk with God, to know Him intimately. He made us to express His love towards the rest of His creation, to care for and manage and responsibly use the creation that He has provided around us. Creation isn't intended to be completely at its own direction, but instead is capable, and it needs to be carefully watched over and stewarded. And He set humans in that role. When He set us in that role, He was able to describe us as very good. But we wouldn't always describe ourselves that way today. He had an unbroken relationship with the first humans, starting with Adam and Eve. He had a wonderful and close fellowship with them. And He could count on Adam and Eve to understand His instructions and to do His will. And then Adam and Eve decided to disobey. They decided to go against the will of God, to find their own meaning for what was good and what was evil. And they chose very badly and broke that relationship with God. They became filled with fear and shame, and they also sowed the seeds of all the sin that has followed in the wake of that decision. And so human beings have a history of anger and rage, and a history of infighting, and a history of consuming without any consideration of the world around them. And that problem has been so strong in our history. So we still have the question, why does God care for us? Why does He still care for us after all this time? And the answer to that question is the gospel itself, that God knows he is able to reach us in our need and even in our sin, in our wickedness, that wherever we stand in the spectrum of human good and evil, that God is able to lift us up and bring us to new life. God cares for us and continues to care for us because he knows that he, by his power, can redeem us, and that he, by working through his Son, Jesus Christ, offering his life on the cross, has offered everything that is necessary for our redemption, that we can be restored. God cares enough to give everything for us, and he cares with the full optimism of a God who knows that this night of sorrow can turn into a morning of joy. And that's the message that we are giving on Good News in the Morning, week by week, and through the internet, every day of the year. We do pray that you will turn to this God who cares for you, that you will receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, and that he will be able to fulfill in you all that he has purposed for you. Let me pray with you right now. Almighty God, humanity is such a mixed thing from our perspective. We have fallen so far, but you are the one who made us, and you are the one who can remake us for eternal life. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you have given for our salvation, and thank you for the promise and the demonstration through the resurrection that you are able to accomplish all that you intend to do. Accomplish it in us through Jesus Christ, we pray. And now, as we conclude this program, another song focusing on the majesty of God, and what I think is a great song of praise. O Lord, O Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Based on Psalm 8 from Maranatha Music.
Thank you for tuning in. If you have been blessed and encouraged, do tell your friends about this program. Feel free to send in questions and comments via the website, and be sure to share your good news if you have come to faith through listening. But the program on its own is not enough. Don't forget to join other Christians in worship in a church where the gospel is soundly proclaimed and where it is lived out with compassion, integrity, and resolve. We so appreciate the donations, which we depend on to keep us on the air week by week. We invite individuals, companies to donate any amount, anytime, or to sponsor our programs on an annual basis. Please donate via our website or make a check out to Good News Christian Ministries and send it to 96 Pheasant Run Drive, Ottawa, Ontario, K2J
R5 Canada. Be part of the movement that is affecting lives worldwide. May you come to know Jesus Christ personally and profoundly. May the Holy Spirit reside deeply within your heart, and may you feel our Heavenly Father surrounding you with His constant, abiding, accompanying love.
Good News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.